This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Let's talk real estate, shall we? Housing. Prices are still going up more slowly than they have been, but still up. Mortgage rates, same. There have been some swings, but a 30-year fixed is bumping up against 7% again. And given that, you might say to yourself, forget buying. Let's just rent. Oh, were it only that simple. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore is on it.
You know what a lot of people do when mortgage rates are too high to buy?
They'll stay in the rental market longer.
Andrew Justice is a housing policy analyst at the Niskanen Center.
So if existing renters stay and new renters keep coming, the only thing that can change is price.
The rent goes up.
And it makes it harder for everyone to afford their rent from month to month.
Some analysts question this theory because it doesn't change the overall supply of homes and unbought homes can be converted to rentals. But Logan Modashami, lead analyst for Housing Wire, says if ever there was a year where people were trapped into renting, it was last year.
We had the biggest mortgage rate spike in recent modern day history. So definitely there were some first time home buyers that were renters that, you know, just say, hey, listen, I can't even afford to buy a house at 7% mortgage rates.
But despite all those trapped renters, we see rent inflation coming down. One reason is that supply has come to the rescue a little bit.
New construction of rental housing, particularly multifamily housing, has really been booming over the last 6 months.
Lisa Sturtevant is chief economist with Bright MLS, a real estate data company in the Mid-Atlantic.
So in many markets, there's actually a lot more rental options now than there were even just a year ago.
A lot of those options are projects that were started in the low interest rate era before the pandemic. They were put on hold because of COVID and supply chain problems. So does this herald a new future of abundant housing supply for renters and buyers alike? No, it does not.
We do need more supply of housing.
Dean Baker is senior economist at the Center for Economic and Policy Research. Today's high interest rates make it more expensive for builders to build tomorrow's homes.
No doubt about it. If we see these high rates continue for another year, 2 years, it will be felt in terms of less supply of housing.
So the housing market of tomorrow won't have enough homes, just like the housing market of today and yesterday and before the pandemic. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.